You've chalked up another victory. How do you assess that one this afternoon?
Oh, it was good, strong win, I thought, for the side. Particularly, you know, the score against was, again, we were, you know, really keen to keep the score as low as possible against us. Tough conditions, really heavy going. They worked hard. It's a lot heavier than it looks from here, even, you know. So the forwards worked extremely hard up that centre third. But overall, though, I think we handled just about everything except the try they end up scoring was a bit soft on us. But we're still pretty happy with the way we handled it defensively most of the day.
Who stood out for you in your ranks today?
I think everyone contributed. Lunty in particular, I thought around the nine, was probably directed the play really well. I only rested him at the back end to give him a break because he's playing big minutes. And the game was already in hand by the time we moved him over. So I think Lunty was probably as good as anyone we had. But in saying that, he was well supported by all the forwards. Some of the outside backs did some great stuff in D as well. So, likeable things there to everyone contributes if you're going to get a good win.
A word on Benker Kane, 300th appearance for him this afternoon. What does he give your side, Tim?
Well, he's certainly got a strong voice in the team, so he's as a leader of the team and as an experienced player. I know it's out on the wing, you can't do as much from there as he could probably last year and previous years as a fullback, but he's doing a job for us and he adds that experience and confidence that comes with playing outside Minzy. I think Minzy defends better with Benny next to him because, I think that added experience and calmness helps. So, but he's only had a couple of games back, so I've been pretty happy with his progression, yeah.
Someone else who falls into that category of just a couple of games back is Graham Horne, looking impressive, getting more and more minutes week on week.
Yeah, again, the forwards are playing well, so it's pretty hard to find a spot for him and give him the big minutes that I'd like to. But I'm squeezing him out there to try and get, as you say, more minutes. But it's going to be a process of a month or more. You know, there's no reserve team games planned in the next month, so it's whatever. He's coming off the bench, and you know, I've got Danny Addy coming back shortly as well. It's going to be tough and tougher for the forwards, yeah. But I'm happy with the competition.
Yeah, is he about ready, Danny Addy? Because he's running the water today, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, look, probably be ready next week, but it'll be the week after, I think. It's always with a hamstring, particularly a fairly serious grade one. Once you're ready, you always take another week. And I've spoken to the medical about it, so it'll be probably, it won't be in the cup tie this week, it'll be the week after.
If I had to push you for a negative, what will you be making the players watching in video review most this week?
Look, I think probably just our completions were poor in the early part of the second half. We came off with a very strong first half into the breeze, planned to play into any rain that came as well, but we played into that breeze uphill. It's pretty heavy going out of that bottom corner. And we completed at 80% plus, and we had a good scoreline. We came out and the first 15, 20 minutes were at 25%. We just turned over so much ball that I was disappointed with that because a good side then comes back into a game. Or if you're going in at equal time, come out at half-time about the equal score, they would have got on top of us in that period. So again, we're planning for bigger things, so they've still got to try. I'm still looking for that consistent first half followed by a really good second half. But for whatever reason, maybe we're down to half a second half now, so too bad. But yeah, we've still got to look for a bit more consistency.
Just finally for me, injury-free, no injury concerns this afternoon?
No, Scruton's neck, he jammed his head into a tackle, but we don't anticipate anyone missing this week. In fact, we should have, with Shaw available, we've got more than we need it, to be quite honest. So it's going to be difficult to sort of side out, but that's the way I'd prefer it.
Thank you.
There was a spell of pressure in the second half from Dewsbury, which they obviously needed, but you're happy with the way your side kept him out of that pressure and scored immediately when you got the ball?
Yeah. Well, they did get some good football, but the defence, our systems work well. Whenever they threw it out the back, they didn't get us on a shift. They didn't get round us, although there was one in the first half where the ball went forward, they hit the winger and Benica was out of it. Missed it completely, the chance they were off on that, or whether they'd have scored is another thing, but overall our edges defended really well, our systems went well, we put pressure on from the inside, which made the ball plus play a bit earlier, which is what we're looking to do. That was our main aim this week, was to build to keep pressure from the inside, so I wasn't. I was pretty happy with that. But they did get a bit of ball, and yeah, you know, there's a few penalties. I mean, I was pretty hard. I thought the referee was very hard on for whatever reason, Woody. There was one there, that third one. He actually penalised him. He still hadn't got up off the floor. So I don't know how he penalises him for moving off the mark. He hadn't got up and put the ball down. You're supposed to move off the mark. Surely it's put the ball on the ground to play the ball. There's no mark until you do. But they were wrestling him and throwing him around. And I'm concerned about this rule, actually, with the RFL, because it's all right if you get up and they've not got hands on you. But if they've got hands on you and hands on the ball and they're pulling and tugging, you get pulled forward and then play the ball. Whose fault is it? Where's the element of, you know, walking off the mark versus being handled and manhandled off the mark a little? That's something that they've got to look at, I think. I'm not overly happy with the way they treated Woody in that respect. So whether or not they had an idea of doing, because he has a bit of an issue with that, I'll admit, but at the end of the day, whether or not they had a preconceived idea going into the game, I'm not sure. But that last one was just a terrible decision, in my opinion.
Yeah. Just on the positives, Andrew Heffernan. Back two there, he's slowly, well, quickly becoming a fan's favourite here.
Yeah, yeah. We knew he would. He's too good for this competition, as in this level of competition. His biggest problem, though, in Australia was that he was injured regularly, still growing into that body. He's a bigger lad this year. I think he's one of those late maturers. I think young Minzy's the same, and they're both two very good centres for us, and particularly at this level. Both boys can play Super League. Minzy has, and I think Heffernan could easily. So that's a good sign for us. So he's got speed and anticipation, defends well. Well, hopefully he'll hold together, and we'll get a good season out of him, because for the last 2 years he just hasn't been able to complete a season, which has had some serious injuries, shoulder and hamstrings and various others. But to the credit of the S&C and our medical staff, they've worked really well with him, and to his credit, he's really looked after himself. So we're getting the benefit for that.
Just finally, George Lawler, is he in with a chance next week, or is he still a few weeks?
He won't be far away, but I think like Addy, it'll be the week after that they'd be available. But, you know, right at the moment, finding a spot for some of them is going to be the hardest thing for me. Yeah. But anyway, I am hopeful that they will be all available over the next month anyway. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.